home to Clemson, and go Tigers.
All the sports that's fit to air. Brad and Ben in the Press Box. Weekdays from 9 till noon on The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us here on a Wednesday. Tomorrow, Bradley LeCroy and Paul Strela. Looking forward to that. I'm talking Clemson baseball. I'm talking Clemson recruiting tomorrow. Our friends at the Patterson's Tax Service doing your taxes and getting them done and making sure that at the Patterson's Tax Service, you're maximizing your return and getting the most out of that. And so when I talk about the Patterson Tax Service, if they weren't good friends, I'd still tell you this. Making sure that every single legal advantage you can have is used and executed. That's what we love. We love this idea that their expertise knows. We had a texter last week said, I didn't know my daughter who's still a dependent, whatever, has a part-time job and it affected their taxes, but they didn't know that. So think about our friends at the Patterson Tax Service for pointing out all these great things. PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 859-8289, 859-8289. College of Charleston beats Clemson last night 13-6 in baseball. Tigers fall to 15-14, three-game losing streak right now. They go to Miami this weekend. Clemson 3-3 in midweek games this year. Gamecocks beat Charleston Southern last night 9-0. Braves took it on the chin at home against Miami, 14-8. Adam Duvall, two more home runs. That has to hurt a little bit. He just hits well in that ballpark, I guess. Buccaneers, Broncos, Seahawks to skip off-season voluntary workouts next week due to COVID concerns. And the NFL has some vaccine policies in place, and a couple teams have these policies in place. I'll try to get that towards the end of this hour. But I wanted to get in this hour about the Masters website and their app. And let me give you the details of it in case you didn't see it, because it was the talk. Matter of fact, I saw one great tweet that says, just think, and it was showing some awesome thing that Masters did, but it said, just think next week we got to go back to the regular PGA Tour app, which is good. Regular PGA Tour app is a 7 or 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, but it's not 10 point. The Masters is a 50 on a scale of 1.10. So here's what, if you're not familiar with it, their website and their app. On their main page, you see where you can go to the leaderboard, live stuff, player stuff, fantasy stuff, track stuff, and so much more. But you'll get the interviews, past champion stuff, all the history that you want, an official podcast, highlights, interviews. You get all that, all right? On the leaderboard, I love you do it two different ways. Did you go to this, John, on masters.com? Where you saw the traditional leaderboard, but then you saw the Masters leaderboard.
Yeah.
With the big white leaderboard up there with the players by hole up there. So you felt like, man, and it's the backdrop is the the Masters in the back there. So you kind of felt like, oh, that's a cool way of doing that. Their leaderboards on site right there, the physical leaderboards on site are different than anybody's on tours. And so you got that picture up. So that was great. When you looked at any, you could make players your favorites and sort them out any way you want to make their favorites. You saw bios and all the players there. One of the great things you could do is track any player on any hole. You could sit at one hole and watch that coverage. On the live TV coverage, you could watch it live all day long with on the range, and they had announcers on the range. And then featured groups. They had two featured groups in the morning, two featured groups in the afternoon. Or you could watch holes 3, 4, and 5. Or you could watch holes, you could watch Amen Corner. Or you can watch holes 15 and 16. Just giving you all the options.
I mean, amen at the corner?
Yeah. Amen at the corner. I think the best part of it, besides getting tee times and the schedules, the tournament info and the tickets and all this kind of stuff, besides that, perhaps the best part of it is this tracking thing on here. So let's say I use the tracking thing several times. I stepped away from the TV coverage, and I noticed that Dustin Johnson made a double at a hole on Friday, maybe. And I forgot what hole it even was. But I said, oh, 15. I think I'm right saying this. Or he bogeyed 15. I was like, how'd he do that? Because I missed it. I go back. I click on Dustin Johnson, and I go back to whatever hole I want to show. Every single shot from every single player all 4 days is on video. And not just the video. It shows you the spin rates and the diagram of the shot and all the distances and what club you're hitting. All that's on there. All 4 days.
Something I loved about it is, you know, we talked last week about how, you know, we all did those things where you pick five golfers in your little pools or whatever, and you select your five golfers, put them into the app.
Yes.
And I'm, you know, running around doing a bunch of stuff all weekend. Tommy Fleetwood gets a double bogey. They tell me about it.
Yes.
So I can pull up and go look for it.
Right.
Or your guy gets a birdie on 12. You can go look at it. You can, you know, keep up with it that way. If you're not sitting there glued to the television, they keep you up to date with your golfers.
The Masters had fantasy golf on their own website.
And to point out a point from the texter here, asked, what was the cost? It was free.
It was free.
It cost nothing.
But they had fantasy golf on here. And how about that, embracing that? That's not a Masters tradition unlike any other. you got that. So I started thinking about it. And I started thinking, all right, this was, I remember years ago, one of our GMs and one of our program directors was talking about, like, your show, you have a good show, but it needs to be more compelling, and it needs to be, you know, having people, what's the word I'm looking for? Having people with more participation, get more people involved. And we came up with stuff like our rapid fire poll question. I came up with that one. It's pretty cool. And you see, when we do that, that's a cool thing we do. So, text line later came, you know, and so we're getting people involved in Twitter and things like this. So anyway, but the point was, one of the main things to do was be more compelling. The Masters, this website made the event more compelling. This app made the event more compelling. It made it easier to find out the stuff. And maybe you aren't an analytics person. Maybe you don't care the spin rates on balls. Maybe you don't care the ball speeds or the carry distances. You don't care about that. That's fine. You don't have to participate in that part of it. Maybe you're an old person that likes the history, and you go back and watch old tournaments and old champions and see all that. Maybe you want to take what the players say after the rounds, and you can go back and watch all the live interviews from the tournament. Or maybe you said, who cares what somebody says? Just show me the action. Well, you do it that way too. It's a la carte, and you can set it up to where if your favorite players were Xander and Justin Rose and Harmon and English, then you could watch those four guys and only their shots all day long. So it made it so easy on the fan, so convenient on the fan. Now, full disclosure, I was at a wedding in New Orleans this weekend, so I missed, rather than taping it and only getting what the TVs thought I should show, could show. I like Rory. I pull for Rory. I was able to go back and watch Rory on Friday. Now, Rory missed the cut, but I got to see every shot that I wanted to see Rory hit. I watched Rory up until a certain time, then had to go do something with this wedding. I went back, and I watched all of Rory's shots.
Another reason I thought it was fantastic, for some reason we live in a world where Masters coverage doesn't start till 3 p.m.
Not on their website.
Not on the website. No, we were sitting here doing the show last Thursday. I had the website up. I'm watching Jack Nicklaus tee off.
Right.
Live.
Right.
Watch the first pairing go right off.
The website is amazing. The app's amazing. So
I watched more of the website than I did the actual TV coverage.
I did too. As a matter of fact, one day in our hotel room, the TV broke. Didn't matter. I could watch whatever was on the TV on the app. So, here's what I am asking for moving forward. Let's use this website. Let's use this app as the template for what we need to do in the future. So, let's say post-game. And let's use Clemson football as our example. All right? Some people wouldn't care about this, but a lot of our listeners, the fanatics that are listeners, might. Would it be nice, John Hyde, if you could say, you know, boy, man, ETN, what a game that guy had. I'm going to go to ClemsonTigers.com, and I'm going to put in Travis ETN, and it will sort it for me, and I can put in all of his touches and only watch his carries and his catches. his kick returns. You like that?
I do.
Cornell Powell, man, what? Where'd that guy come from? I've been waiting this for 4 years. Oh, let me go to ClemsonTigers.com, and I'm going to pull up the video of it, of all four of his catches and both of his touchdowns, and I've got it right here in front of me. You know, worry about what happened with Jackson Carmen. Did he have a good game? Well, let me say, let me go to ClemsonTigers.com, and I'll watch the...
All the pass plays.
All the pass plays. Yeah. I got it broken down. You know, Clemson third down conversions, I thought we were really efficient on third down. Were we? I don't know. Let's go back. Let's sort it. Let's watch all of Clemson's third downs.
I use a game as an example. Last year, Virginia Tech, Levante Bentley comes out of nowhere and just lights it up in the second half of that game.
I could go
a lot of people who didn't want to stay up that late, or you want to go back and watch it, or whatever that game was where they cut in to have Ian Book being interviewed during the Clemson game. Well, you missed a lot of it because Ian Book was talking.
Right.
You can go back right there and
Get
it at your fingertips.
I would utilize this. Now, some might
How great
not.
Would it be for this show?
Oh, for the show, it'd be awesome. You know, Clemson's pass defense. Well, let me show you all the passes from the other team. Let me show you all the runs of the other team. Let me show you all the first downs. You know, the Tigers, I thought they did a really good job on defense on first down. Well, I don't know. Let's go back and watch all those. We'll see how the other team did on first down. Now, they already do this, by the way. They already had the players have this in the computers. Coaches have this in computers. They could break it down anyway. They want to break it down. You want all the right hash plays. You want all the left hash plays. You want all the goal. You want all of the red zone stuff. You want all the short yardage stuff. Hey, Mickey, we need to do better in short yardage. Oh, well, I don't know. Let's go back and look at it and see what Clemson actually did in short yardage. Now, again, part of our fan base would go, I don't care. I'm going to tailgate and go eat my pork chop and my chicken livers and go, that's fine. With that said, for folks of us that would like it, like to do it and analyze another game. You know, what was the Virginia quarterback last year, John? Help me out here.
Brennan Armstrong.
Armstrong's a runner. I knew that from watching a little bit of their games, but let me go watch all of Armstrong's scramble from the week before. Give a lot better idea what's going on coming into it. And now, again, this is a lot of man hours, and it's a lot to be asking for. But the Masters did it, and it made it more compelling. You want college basketball? Boy, I tell you what, Kentucky's really struggling from the free throw line. Did they? Let me watch the free throws. Kentucky played more zone last night than I've seen Kentucky play in a long time there, Mick. Did you watch it? No, but I can watch their zone defenses in this app. Boy, I can't believe they turned it over 17 times. What was the issue? I don't know. Let me go to the app. Let me go to Kentucky basketball app, the SEC app, the college basketball app, whatever, and I can watch all 14 of their turnovers last night. How did the bench do? Bench score. I don't know. Let me got all the bench scoring set up for you right here. You see what I'm saying, John? We're not a good two-strike hitting team. Really? Let me go watch the video of all of our two-strike counts. I think we got the capability for it. Texas said pork chops and chicken livers. What tailgate you hitting? I don't like pork chops. I mean, I don't like chicken livers. I love pork chops. Texas said sound like a lot of film study apps. I like Pro Football Focus. But do I trust them know what the assignments are? You know, I can see it in my own eyes. All it is just make it more compelling.
Clemson. And to the tech saying, you know, how it's going to be able, like, how would that impact other teams from a scouting standpoint?
They already have it.
They've got all that.
They've had this. This is not new for these teams and these coaches and the scouting departments.
No.
It's just for the fan that it's new to.
When Clemson will play Boston College in the middle of the year this year, they'll have every one of their games broken down on first down, second down, third down, right hash, left hash, medium, first they'll have their first and five plays. They'll, after penalty, they'll have their short yardages. So they'll have all their two-point plays. They'll have all their punt formations. All that's broken down in film. They've got it broken down a million ways. They're already doing it. But
we just don't have access to
it. Right, we don't have access to that. And maybe we don't need it. What I'm saying, though, is there are ways to do it. Let me ask you this. There's nothing that the Masters could do to enhance their app here on that I know of. Unless you want to do every shot in the history of the tournament. Whatever.
Unless they're going to add DoorDash where I can order the pimento cheese and have it sent to me.
Have it sent to me there.
Yeah.
But there's nothing else you can do to enhance the fan experience and to make it more compelling. Everything you have. Would it help a few thousand fans? Maybe. Man, our penalty killing for the New Jersey Devils It's just bad. Well, let me watch all the penalty minutes. Let's see if we can kill any penalties. What happened here? What, we'll break it down. What exactly happened to all that? I think we could learn from it. I said years ago that a la carte is the way to go with certain fans. You see, the beauty of the DirecTV NFL package or Major League Baseball extra innings or whatever it is, as a Yankee fan, I don't care about the Padres and the Rockies. So you can show it to me all you want on ESPN, but I don't care about that. I want to watch the New York Yankees. And as a NASCAR fan forever, just show me the dash cam or show me where Earnhardt is. He might be in 33rd, but if I was an Earnhardt fan, just show me his car. I don't know what he's doing. I want to hear his in-radio stuff. I don't care about anybody else's in-radio stuff. I'm an Earnhardt guy. I want to watch Earnhardt. And if I want to flip back over, did you notice that on the panels, what you could watch? We could watch five or six things at once on the Masters app. I could watch the feature group and the leaders, but also I could watch my favorite guy. What's Phil Mickelson doing on the back nine today? A la carte, the way to go. And I think the PGA Tour will get this eventually. Every single shot for your guy. Can you imagine what it would look like if Tiger Woods already has this app on Twitter. Not app, but his Twitter follower called Tiger Tracker, where everybody follows it and the guy describes every single shot. What if you watched every single shot Tiger Woods hit? Or you can go back and watch every single one that he hit at the end of the day. You get home at night, you're a big Tiger Woods fan, if he ever plays again, and you get to sit back and just watch just Tiger Woods shots, and that's it. Telling you, it is the future, and it would do so much more to enhance it and make it so much more compelling. You like it, John Hite? Like the ideas?
I do.
All right. And you know what else it would do? Make it easier on the fan. Give the fan more. Short break. We'll come back. We'll open up phone lines. Love to hear from you. 654-ROAR. What else would you like to see in those apps, in those websites? How else could it be enhanced? You tell me. We'll come back for much more right after this.
At the Surgery Center at Pelham, we were one of the first facilities to provide a transparent pricing system over 5 years ago. Not a grocery list of procedures on a website, an actual interactive, accurate cost estimator tool. You can see what your procedure will cost down to the dollar. Go to surgerycenteratpelham.com and you'll see our cost estimator tool right there on the homepage. Get the exact cost, no hidden fees, just an honest, straightforward, and transparent price. Learn more online at surgerycenteratpelham.com.
Are you transitioning your little one to a big kid bed? Local mattress manufacturer Engineered Sleep now offers a mattress design specifically for the kids. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping easy whether you're online or in their showroom. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, comes with a 60-night sleep trial, and is set up for free. Buy local and direct from the manufacturer. Visit engineeredsleep.com for more info. Make sure your little one sleeps like a lamb and rises like a tiger.
At Ingles, we've been your neighbor since 1963, and we've been through a lot together. We're here. We've been here. And we're not going anywhere. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
This week at Ingles, select sizes and varieties Tide Liquid or Pod Laundry Detergent, $11.68 each. Select sizes and varieties Folgers Large Can or K-Cup Coffee, $5.98 each. And select sizes and varieties Pringles, 3 for $4. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Purple Haze with stores in Williamson and Clemson is committed to our customers and our community. We're raising money to help feed children in Pickens County, and we're inviting you to donate at the Clemson or Williamson Purple Haze locations. With our amazing selection of glassware, t-shirts, incense, and piercing options, Purple Haze is something for everyone, including tooth gems. We're Purple Haze, a small business helping those in our communities. Purple Haze, see us in Clemson or Williamson.
Come celebrate Lowe's first annual Spring Fest and give your lawn the look it deserves. With 5 bags of premium mulch for $10 or 3 19.3-ounce Bonnie vegetables and herbs for $9. Spring Fest, a festival of fun and savings for your garden and total home, in-store or online. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Offers valid through 4/21 while supplies last, in-store only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for all your outdoor projects. They have the right products to protect your plants and landscaping during the winter months while retaining moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hey, it's me. Just wanted to reach out after yesterday's video call. You mentioned your friends going through a hard time right now. I wanted to recommend an app you should download. It's the How We Reach coaching tool. It's got tips on, you know, how to reach out to friends or family members who are struggling. So it's great that you're there for your friend. I really think this tool will help you give them the support they need. So let me know if you want to talk.
Download the tool on reach.gov today.
We're like family here. Crazy Uncle Eddie style family, but family. You're listening to The Roar.
I will tell you that branding is something I learned about later in life, and when part of that was the branding of Trail, and when I sat down with Will Huss and found out about that, one thing that I really liked the idea was that I could be a trail guy and I could be branded as a trail guy. And so I love that idea. I believe in Trail. I believe in the better building process. I believe in their people. And part of the reason I believe in them is who they are. But the other part of the reason I believe in them is I hear on the other end. See, I've never built anything with Trail. But I have a bunch of people that I know that have. And a bunch of people that I know that are looking at an unbelievable building experience and relationship experience. And so I ask them, and I hear from people that I don't even know sometimes that come to me and go, "Hey man, what you say about Trail is 100% correct. I know you don't know me, but I know, you know, here's what we did with Trail. Here's what our church did, our bank did, or our restaurant did, whatever. Here's how they built it for us." The developers I know the same way. TREHEL.com. Love being branded as one of their guys. And it's a big compliment because they do it better, different, in the right way. TREHEL.com. Let them build anything for you. Besides a single family home, they'll take care of you. 800-319-7006. This is a very good text question right here. 1155 says, "Who's paying for all this editing you're speaking of?" It's a great point. Now, you could build some computers in there that kind of do some of this for you too, but it is a big deal. To which you received a very interesting text or Twitter about what happened down at Augusta and how this works, right?
Right. Yes, I did.
Tell me about, because this is a huge ordeal to do this.
A guy by the name of Kyle Monroe on Twitter put out a thread of showing the entire TV compound at Augusta National and what it takes to put on the app and to put on all the coverage. One, of course, with it being at Augusta National, there's not a piece of trash or anything out of place. It looks just immaculate. But the compound itself can hold 50-plus TV trucks. It's a flat parking area, so there's plenty of space. 7 interconnect pedestals scattered throughout, each one holding 1,600 amps of power, hundreds of strands of fiber. It houses offices, editing rooms, green rooms, restrooms, crafting, even a small museum for CBS and ESPN. I'm just trying to scroll through all. It's a lot of mumbo jumbo here, but it's really, it's just an incredible facility. I'm going to retweet the thread y'all can find out there. But it's just, it's incredible what it takes to put this on.
John underscore height can retweet that for you. It is a massive undertaking to do. But as we know, because players are asking for money, there's just money just laying around. Like, they got money trees. They go peel off a couple hundreds off the money tree back there and do this, because obviously that all these athletic departments have all this money laying around. It's a job creator.
I mean, if we're already putting these, with each conference now getting their own TV station and each mm-hmm. campus having their own on-campus production places.
Yeah. It's a lot to do in there, and it's asking. But my point is that if you wanted to do it, It's extremely difficult to do.
There's a will, there's a way.
But it would enhance it. Now, this is a great text from 8040. I was actually talking to my father-in-law about my son who's wanting to take his baseball to the next level. He plays second base, and we're already talking about how we need a second base cam for the Braves just to watch Ozzy and all of his movements on every single defensive play. That would benefit the kid growing up and learning. Also, think it would help the sport as a whole show people that they move on every play. It's not just one or two people moving and chasing the ball. I love that idea. Again, that might be over the top for most. The Masters app, Masters website is over the top for most. But for those that loved it, absolutely love that idea. Selena in Simpsonville said, on the fantasy, I didn't think it was fair to pick new players if your original picks missed a cut. Okay to pick new players before, but you should pick your players to start on Thursday, pick two or three alternates from the beginning. Selena, I don't disagree with that, but again, what you're trying to do is keep people engaged through the weekend. That's the only thing you're doing there. Keep them engaged through the weekend. I will tell you, I went to Masters a bunch as a kid, and it was a stuffy old place with a bunch of old men in there. Now they're just progressively thinking about this. How can I encourage more participation? How can I encourage, more people getting more engagement? And a fantasy on their website? Fantasy golf on the Masters website? That would never happen before. People did it. And I imagine millions of people did it. The NFL figured it out with their DirecTV channel, right? On their, on what do you call that? The Red Zone channel or whatever. You have Calvin Johnson and Phillip Rivers and Barry Sanders on your fantasy team. And I get to watch when those guys get close. I'm not going to watch the Detroit Lions play stinking football. But when they get in the Red Zone, and my team, I got Barry Sanders, I got Calvin Johnson. I don't know if they ever played on the same team together. Hey, man,
they did not.
I might get over and watch them in the Red Zone over there. Get to keep up with my fantasy team. It was brilliant strategy. Gambling, you better embrace it. If you notice when you watch EPL, watch the English Premier League, all the ads that run across the bottom of the screen over there on their field, and all the ads up in the stands and everything, a lot of gambling sites on there. How do you go about it? Well, give me all the gambling stats. Josh Williams comes on here on Fridays and gives you some trends and what else is going on, and he can tell you that in the SEC, the home team hadn't covered but 48% of the time this year. But you can make all those available to people. They're going to be gambling on it. You better embrace it. The fantasy stuff, that's what DraftKings tried to do. I think DraftKings tried to do that with the college. And it was controversial, but better embrace it. You've got to find a way to make the fan more interested, because that's what the Kardashians are doing. That's what the Masked Singer's doing. That's what CNN and Fox News are doing. That's what Facebook is doing. They're finding a way to get you engaged and to find a way to keep you engaged, even to the point where you don't need to be. Right? I mean, you can't just... Not all of us can just make a sex tape and be famous. You got to find other ways to do it. You got to find other ways
to do it.
Didn't
think you were going there.
Make it a little more compelling, right? But it goes with the theme of hour two. Make it easier on the fan. Do not make it harder on the fan. Because if you don't, the reason that the Masters app and the Masters website is able to do all that is because of the interest from the fan. And if you make it, and they make it easier on, if you make it harder to get the when I was a kid, John Hyatt, they didn't start the Masters coverage to the back nine on Sunday, the 10th hole on Sunday. You got 2 hours coverage on Saturday, 2 hours coverage on Sunday. It was hard to be a Masters fan. What's going on? Have you heard anything? They had radio reports live with updates. That's the only way to get it. You didn't know. We didn't have the internet. We didn't have cell phones. We didn't have that live scoring everywhere. We didn't know. We had to find out. And then we got live scoring, like, oh, go here, and they can tell you what everybody did. Now you can watch them do it. They're making it easier and easier on the fan. And if you're paying attention, then you'll do the same thing. Now, again, I don't expect all that stuff to happen in college football, baseball, basketball. I know there's cost involved in all that. But I can just tell you from talking to athletic directors, and I got a couple of friends that are athletic directors. I'm talking to Dan Radakovich and Graham Neff. They believe in that. They believe here at Clemson that you have to make the experience of coming to that game. And they're up against the wall a little bit because of cell coverage inside the big stadiums, you know. But these kids, you better be able to better put Instagram up there. You better be able to follow on Instagram and who's tagging who, and you got to better follow it on TikTok and KitKat and BitBop, whatever. You got to be able to follow it on all that stuff to make it easier on anybody that follows it. I don't do Instagram. I do Twitter. So guess what? You better make Twitter easy for me. For those that like Instagram, you better make it easy for them. Right? You can't just be just the Instagram person. Because you're eliminating the Twitter people. Can't be the Twitter people. You can eliminate the Instagram people. You got to make it easy as you can for everybody through all that. Make sense?
Absolutely.
All right. I'm going to touch on this when we come back. But people don't show up for work anymore. The Bucks, Broncos, and Seahawks have decided to skip off-season voluntary workouts due to COVID. Aaron Hicks decided to skip the Yankees game because of the shooting in Minnesota. And I'm thinking, I got to find some stuff to start skipping work, man. John, come up with something over there that you and I get tomorrow off with. I'll be honest with you. I love coming to work. I'd come into work anyway. Coming from guys taking 2 days off in the last couple of weeks, but 2 days off in the last year as well.
They just happened to be in the last week and
right,
a half. Yeah,
right. But I love coming to work. A friend of mine told me years ago, you know the number one way to become a good employee? Show up every day. I don't expect your best every single day, but I do expect you to show up every single day, right? So I got to find a way, man. Is there something out there now that I can hitch my wagon to say, hey, I don't know if I'm going to do that, buddy. I got to meet with the GM today. We got a new GM. We'll meet with the GM today. Go, yeah, I think I'm got to worry about the rainforest tomorrow. I might just stay at home and worry about the rainforest a little bit. See how that works out for me. Hey, my friends at Zero Res, ZeroResGreenville.com. They'd love to hear from you and come by your business, come by your home and clean your carpets. Got a great email from Zero Res profiling what's going on this spring. The thing that doesn't change is their powered water, the padded water system that works, that just makes sure that you have cleaner, faster drying, no soil attracting residue, not harsh soaps, not harsh chemicals, not harsh detergents. Our great friends at Zero Res and ZeroResGreenville.com. Call them today. Ask about the 3-room, 4-room, 5-room specials. Mention my name. They're going to clean a free hallway for you. Ask about their air duct cleaning, carpets and area rugs, upholstery, drapes, curtains. Let them clean all that for you if you'd like. It's ZeroResGreenville.com. 558-7300, 558-7300. Texture. 90847. Got a meeting with the Bobs. Is there anything better than meeting with the Bobs? Oh, man. Short break. We'll come back. Much more after this.
This is Line X Country. Hard working and built Line X tough. Accessories and customization that go beyond the bedliner. Way beyond.
Come see us today at Line X of Anderson.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosey Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Hey guys, are you tired of being overweight, tired, and gun-shy when the lights go out? If the answer is yes, you need to come see us today at Low Country Male. Testosterone replacement plans start at $200 a month and include labs, testosterone, medication, and doctor visits. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. We can get the fat off, get your energy up, and make you perform when it counts. LowCountryMale.com. Offices in Greenville, Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and Charlotte. 850-801-MALE.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place and bam, you're hit with that out of order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
April savings bring May smiles at George Coleman Ford, where you can be in a 2021 F-150 Supercrew, MSRP at $43,655. George Coleman Ford priced at only $37,599 plus tax and tag. George Coleman Ford with no hidden fees ever and consistently the best reviews in the upstate. See for yourself why in a 2021 George Coleman F-150. Offer good through July 6th. Includes $3,000 in factory rebates. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Guns, guns, guns. It's the Great American Show in Spartanburg at the Piedmont Interstate Fairgrounds. Buy, sell, and trade guns and ammo, weapons of all kinds. Bring your guns and tell your friends. This weekend, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Tons of guns, knives, ammo shooting supplies, and more. Admission only $9. Don't miss the gun show at the Piedmont Interstate Fairgrounds. 575 Fairgrounds Road, Spartanburg. Tell your friends. Bring your guns. Be there.
This weekend, the Clemson Tigers are headed to South Florida to take on the Miami Hurricanes. As the road to Omaha continues, the Tigers are looking to go on the road and get a series win to continue to bolster their resume. Each broadcast begins 30 minutes prior to first pitch. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch Clemson baseball all season long right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are the Roar.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One. Trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Covering Spartanburg County with 15 hours of local sports programming. AM 1560, The Roar.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy?
Final segment of a Wednesday show. Meet with the Bobs later. Looking forward to that. Think the Masters will ever incorporate Chris Vernon's show with Masters Update? That'd be really forward thinking if they did something like that. I'm telling you, I ran into five people yesterday that either texted me or called or saw them or whatever. Hey, man, I love that Masters update. So I think that's something. He needs to do it. You and I talked about it. He doesn't need to do all tournaments, but just the majors. Get that done for us. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. On this idea of this expanding apps and expanding websites to give you the information so much more to the fan, Texas said maybe you could integrate the university to include the computer science department, AV department, et cetera, to fund grad and undergrad scholarships and research opportunities. I like that. We're seeing more and more of the analytics anyway. We're seeing much more of the statistics out there anyway. We're seeing, again, the Pro Football Focus. There's all those analytical things that are going on. John Hyde, you subscribe to some of these. You go to these Twitter sites. You see some of this stuff about the percentage of throws downfield, the percentage of throws on third down, the percentage of throws against blitzes, against man coverage. I like having all that. Not everybody does. But at least that makes it more compelling. The reason I go to these geek sites, these William Quackenbush sites, is because I get a little bit of that. I get a little bit of the, you know what, blitz if you want, but Trevor Lawrence completes 72% of his passes against the blitz. You're going to play Derek King? Okay, well, Derek King against man coverage averages 6.2 yards per attempt. Against zone coverage averages 8.9 yards per attempt. Stuff like that. I like having all of that. That way I can go, why are we playing zone? Play more man! So in the end, it is more information, more compelling. Texas said apparently we'll still be talking about Masters in June. Nah, just the Wednesday after. And just also comparing it to NFL, college football, college basketball, NBA. Have a nice day, sir. And it is the biggest sport event of the world last weekend, and it's just Wednesday. And it is in April, and there's no football, so apparently we're still going to talk about the NFL draft 3 weeks in advance. Yeah, because it's the NFL draft. It's a big deal. It's one of the biggest sporting events in the world coming up in 2 weeks. Sorry it's not today. So if you want to, we can talk about the Padres and Rockies today. Let's break down that one.
We can talk about the fact that the Padres lost to the Pirates last night.
Yeah. Got doubled up.
Happy talking about that.
Got doubled up. You guys are on a roll, man.
Same record as the Atlanta Braves. I'm pretty sure. I think.
You are the exact same record. The NFL. Yeah. The NFL expects key members of each team's football operations staff to receive COVID-19 vaccines unless they have a bona fide medical or religious reason not to, according to a memo issued to all teams. Keith Seifert of ESPN said the NFL chief medical officer, Dr. Alan Sills, said last month that no NFL employee, including players, will be required to be vaccinated as a condition of employment, and that remains the case. Tuesday's edict, however, outlines repercussions for the Tier 1 and Tier 2 employees who choose not to. Those groups do not include players, rather coaches, front office executives, medical personnel, video specialists, and other traditionally work closely with players. According to the memo, quote, any staffer that refuses to be vaccinated without either a religious or medical reason will not be eligible for Tier 1 or Tier 2 status and therefore will not be permitted to have access to the football-only restricted area and may not work directly or in close proximity with the players, unquote. Non-vaccinated employees also won't be eligible for anticipated relaxation of certain COVID-19 protocols for vaccinated individuals. The league vaccination arrangements with players is being negotiated separately from the NFL's Players Association. See, that's why the players aren't in it. And do the players want that or not want it? Do they want it for others but not themselves? So that's a whole other thing as well. In the meantime, the teams have been asked to file weekly reports on employee vaccination numbers. The NFL and NFL Players Association are exchanging proposals on vaccine thresholds for individuals that, according to the team's memo, would give vaccinated individuals significant relief from requirements relating to testing, PPE use, personal physical distancing, and travel and other subjects. So, fluid on how those numbers look. This goes along with what's happening next week. I told you the Broncos, the Buccaneers, and Seattle will not participate in voluntary offseason practices, or off-season activities, I should say, because of COVID numbers in those communities. I get it. No one wants to get sick. This, along with the news that the, I think I'm right by saying this, the Buffalo Bills are the first of the NFL teams that say they will require vaccinations for fans to attend. According to the Buffalo News, only vaccinated Bills and Sabres fans can attend games this fall. So I'll ask you, John Hyde. Now, you've had COVID-19. We've talked about it on the air.
Yes, I have, yes.
You currently have not had the vaccine.
I have not yet, no.
Will you get the vaccine?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have any apprehension at all about the vaccine?
Not really. Just kind of wanted to let it roll out a little bit, you know, be out there for a little while. And honestly, I'm just now becoming eligible to go get it.
Right.
So, no, I plan on getting it.
Right. Do you think that it is fair? Is not the right question, not the right wording here. You think it's appropriate for a franchise to say only vaccinated fans can enter our gates?
I think you have the right to do what you want to do, just like you have a right to not get the vaccine. But right. I think a business or a company, whether it be a sporting team or a restaurant, whatever it may be, I think you have the right to set your own parameters.
Here's what I'm telling you happens here. And I agree with you. It's your team, your restaurant, your church.
Your individual self.
I agree. Everybody ought to make the decision, and absolutely, 100%. A church ought to be able to say, here's how we're going to do it. Restaurants, business, I agree with that 100%. But here's what happens here, and I guarantee this is going to happen. There's no way I'm getting this vaccination. You got to be kidding me. Have you seen the stuff that's happened out of it? There's no way. Hey, Sam. You going to Bills game? Oh, sure. Well, you got to have a vaccine. Where do I sign up for them?
Oh, 100%.
There's a lot of people who could take a medical stand, a religious stand, or a political stand until it comes to the point in time of, oh, I don't get to go to the Bills game? Oh, okay. Well, shoot me up right here, honey. Take it out.
Let me get Pfizer in the left, Moderna in the right. Let's go. No one circles the wagons.
Do you remember when Krusty the Clown was trying to quit smoking? And he had all those patches on him.
Yeah.
And he pulled down his pants and said, there's got to be room for my butt for one more patch somewhere. Like thousands of patches all over his body for quitting smoking. That's what we would do with these. Give me all three or four or five of them. Inject me with them. Whatever I got to do, I'm going to the Bills game. Right? I'm a much bigger fan of the Bills than I am of the anti-vax. Right?
Yeah.
We'll find out about a lot of people's sacrifice. Just how committed are you to it? Oh, no way. Are you kidding me? Have you seen the numbers? Going to game Sunday? Yeah. Got to have a vaccine. Oh, okay. Sign me up.
I'll be leaving early from work today because I got to get my vaccine.
Tudortown Tiger said, Buffalo has required fans to be intoxicated at games earlier. You said vaccinated. You mean intoxicated. Oh, man. Texas said the average Bills fan is high risk from BMI alone anyway. Texter said, so you're telling me that sports is going to cure anti-vaxxers? Of course it is. Hey, look, I got to be honest with you. There's a few things more important to me than Clemson football. There's a few. But there's very few. I believe, and I'm going to stand up for a lot I believe in this world. But the things I believe in and more important in my life than Clemson football, there's a few, and I don't say, the ones you're probably thinking. I don't want to get into that. But it doesn't take long to call roll in that class, the things I believe in more than Clemson football, things I enjoy more than going to see that. So whatever Clemson decides, yep, sign me up, doing it. By the way, I'm doing mine this afternoon, or tonight anyway, so we'll see. But I will admit to you, I have concerns. I can't admit, Johnny, I'm 53 stinking years old. I mean, so right off the bat there, that you got that going for you. I love how you put it, though. The Bills ought to be able to decide that. Now, let me ask you this.
All right.
Should the NFL decide that for the Bills, or should that be left up to the Bills?
Left up to the Bills.
I agree. Because what the Bills face in their community.
They know better than the NFL knows about their
that's
community.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's why through all this, maybe the mayors and the governors know more than the president and the federal government through all that, too.
Sure. So, they have more boots on the ground, more hands-on experience with that.
I'm glad you put it that way. We see 100% eye-to-eye on that way. That's great. That's fantastic. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. I got to tell a quick story. So I had a little pebble come up on my windshield not too long ago, and it cracked my, had a little tiny little, you know, my windshield, right? Did you get that? It's a,
yeah.
Well, yeah. When it snowed, the little crack became a. All right, so I went from a to a. All right. Now, it's obviously it just grows. It's like a spider web. It just got to keep going, growing, growing. So we needed a new windshield. And so I called Brad yesterday. He gave me the policy number. He gave me the number to call. Gave him a call. It took 5 minutes. They're coming out on Monday to fix my windshield. All right. So the typical example is one of a few claims I ever have, but the point is when I do have a claim, he's on my side and it's great. So they give action forgiveness as well. Call Brad, 292-3001, bradhughes@allstate.com. Today I'll forgive Jacksonville State and Tennessee State and all these guys that might want to hire NFL Hall of Fame type guys. Eddie George is going to Tennessee State, and Deion Sanders is currently at Jacksonville State. You know, you're trying Jackson State. You're trying to create interest, and you're trying to – you know, give a guy his first coach. These guys aren't longtime coaches and don't have a coaching pedigree by any stretch, but they've been around great teams and great coaches. And at their level for what they're trying to do, I totally get it. You had an interesting story about Eddie George.
Yeah.
This is not your 2-minute drill, was it?
No, but we can make it that.
No. I want to keep your 2-minute drill. I just wanted to hear because you have a very interesting story about it.
Yeah, so Eddie George and I, at different times, went to the same high school. We played for the same coach. Coach called me yesterday. We were just catching up about different things, and we got to talking about Eddie being at Tennessee State. And, you know, just talked about how he told him, you know, you need to be committed. This isn't a Dancing with the Stars bit, or this isn't, you know, something. This is a, are you ready to sign up for 5 years at a minimum to do this? So pray about it. It was, so let's go. But I think Eddie really wanted to get in a community where he played. Tennessee State plays in the same stadium as the Titans, and I think it's a way to give back, and I think it's something to bring a notoriety to a school that, let's face it, is probably not getting a whole lot of funding. You know, we talk about all the millions that's going around on these TV deals. I don't think the Ohio Valley Conference has a really big TV deal right now. So it's some way to bring awareness to these programs, way to bring awareness to these areas, and I'm in full support of it and very excited to watch Eddie coach the Tennessee State squad. I'm excited about it.
He's
surrounding himself with good people.
Right.
People who know football.
One of the things that he said, though, was you need to commit. If you do this, you commit this program for 5 years. And so there are one of my concerns would be you go hire a high-profile guy like this at this level. That I'm not saying that he has success and other teams sweep him up. I'm talking about, you know what, like, you know, I'd rather do Dancing with the Stars. I'd rather, you know, go do commercials, doing something. You commit to this school and you know, you commit to this program, you commit to this position for a you know, fairly extended amount of time in your
career.
Sure,
I mean, it's coaching. It's college coaching. Right. We talk about coaching carousel all the time. I mean, all you can really do is say, yeah, in 5 years I plan to do this.
Right.
And, you know, if you get more, you get more. You get less, you get less. But I think you got to have a plan for at least that.
Right, right. Great stuff there, no doubt about it. I'm glad you added that, too. Buddy, we finish things up, as we always do, with our 2-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, it is mock draft season, and there's no one who likes throwing out mock drafts more than Mel Kiper Jr. And throw out an interesting one yesterday.
No, CBS Sports does. They do it daily, and they change it every single day about this guy jumped up. Anyway, the second guy is Mel Kiper.
Is Mel Kiper. He had four Tigers in the first couple of rounds. Trevor Lawrence obviously going number one to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Travis Etienne being taken with a 34 pick in the second round by the New York Jets. Amari Rodgers being going to the New England Patriots with the 46th pick. And Jackson Carmen going with the 62nd overall pick to the Green Bay Packers.
I like it. I hope all those guys can be two top-round picks. That's life-changing money in those first couple rounds. Hey, my two-minute drill, Eric Newton, Eric Newton, Eric Newton.com. I talked to Eric yesterday. Cambridge Creek, hey, Clemson, hey, students right now, if you're looking for that awesome place to go, awesome place to live, it's Cambridge Creek Clemson. .com Cambridge Creek Clemson. Check them out online. It is an awesome place. Easy to remember. Full service real estate. EricNewton.com. You can also link it up there, EricNewton.com. My 2 minute drill. Hubert Davis's contract came out yesterday. Man, they're saving a bunch of money on this thing. First year, 1.7. Then goes to 1.8, 1.9, 2 million. Altogether, 9.7 over 5 years. Well, that's kind of a bargain. And you know, he doesn't have any experience. I get all that, but. Man, that's a big savings for their athletic department compared to what they were paying and what other people are paying across the country right now. So Hubert Davis, kind of a bargain right now for North Carolina. John Hike, terrific job. Awesome stuff. Up next, two of my favorite people, Brad and Ben. Friends, have an absolutely wonderful Wednesday.